I wanted to sit somewhere quiet. I just parked up in a village and walked to some castle ruins. Some castle ruins I've never seen before. They're not really ruins, it's more just the earthworks left. I'm sat in a large trough. Maybe it was the moat. More than likely it was the moat. Quite deep, to the extent I can't see pretty much anything other than trough right now, but it's very grassy and there's obviously been a lot of sheep eating and cacking all over the place. But quiet, not quite. While sitting here meditating for 5 minutes, I've heard cars, motorbike, a train, sounded like a freight train, and a couple of quite loud, low planes. So solace is hard to find in today's day and age. Machines everywhere. But if it wasn't for machines like this machine here, I guess I couldn't share this moment. Quite an emotional day, I guess, because dropped the boy off at nursery for a proper full day, not just a few hours like last time, and that was quite difficult driving off. I drove into Milton Keynes. On the way that I normally go in, I pass a large kind of Buddhist pagoda, which I always take a glance over, sat in amongst a park near water. It's pretty beautiful, very serene, but it doesn't matter what I look at that's Buddhist. I always think of Jason Jarrett because of his podcast, the Buddhist podcast. Highly, highly recommend it if you have any interest in... Well, just listen to it anyway. Even if you're not interested, check it out. And I thought I must give him a call because he's been in hospital for a little while and didn't really want to hassle him. Doesn't sound very well at all. And I gave him a call and left a brief message. Another train in the distance. Anyway, I must have missed his return call because I got an answer message and it really choked me up, and he'll probably hate me for saying this, but Jason is such an incredibly wise, smart, compassionate, thoughtful, an incredibly strong individual. And to hear him, obviously under the influence of painkillers at the time, having not long had an MRI scan in which he fell asleep inside, apparently that's common, he was sat outside of the hospital waiting to be picked up, still with crutches, he's trying to get rid of them. Just talking about how it was wonderful to feel the sun on his face. And then he proceeded to ask me kind of, you know, how things are. Obviously, this I couldn't reply back because it was a message I was listening to, but if there's anything that I needed, I should call him. And I'm thinking, wait, that's what I wanted to phone you and ask you. You know, just for once, Jason, think about yourself and let us think about you too. Let us give you as much of that mysterious energy you're always talking about so that you can fix yourself, get sorted, and bound back into our lives, whether it be a lunchtime sushi in London or camping, where we had such a wonderful time at Geekbury. So, just wanted to send you some love, man.